Welcome to your Found Family podcast, where we don't just have a heart-to-heart, we connect soul to soul. I'm your host, Lizzie, a certified coaching practitioner who found family outside of blood family. In our Found Family, you are accepted and assured that you are not alone. Subscribe and tune in for educational and empowering soul chats with women from all over the world, talking about well-being, personal growth and development, and mental and emotional health. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Found Family. I am really excited today. I have a special guest with me today, Marnie, who has actually been on Found Family before. Super excited to be chatting
again. But never on video.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Never on video. First time making an appearance. But we're going to be talking about journaling again, and I cannot wait. We were chatting before this beginning intro about the importance of it. So really, really looking forward to that. And a quick bio again about Marnie's. Marnie Amsalem, PhD, is a licensed clinical psychologist and author based in Metro New York City and Fairfield County, Connecticut. In her private practice, she helps clients develop skills to more effectively navigate challenges and build resilience. For more information on her practice, books, and workshops, you can visit both of her websites, www.smarthealthpsych.com and www.rightreflectgrow.com. Her workbook, audiobook, The Big Idea Journal can be found on a variety of online outlets, including Apple and Google. All of the links will be in the description.
And it's right here too.
Yes.
Right,
I'm so excited. Wow. Yay.
Yeah.
No, so welcome back.
That was a mouthful. So thanks for
I love it. Well, it's so great. And it's a great refresher. And there are so many incredible things that you have done, are doing, and will be continuing to do. So cannot wait to talk more about your audio.
Gotcha.
All the things. Oh my gosh, thanks. So to get us started, what are some of the ways that someone who has never journaled before can actually get into journaling?
Okay, really all you need is just this desire to do it, and then some way to write, whether it is, you know, with a pen and paper, which of course is a great way to do it in the traditional way, or with your, you know, any sort of electric device that writes, right? Any sort of digital device, or your laptop, you know, whatever you have nearby really will work. That's really all you need, this desire. That's kind of fundamental. Yeah, we all have things we can write on sitting right next to us probably right now. Our phone's probably within, mine is actually not within.
Not within arm's reach.
In this room right now, right? But it's usually within reach of us. So what we always have things nearby. It's making that commitment to say, okay, all of these things that are swirling inside of me right now, I can get them out.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I couldn't agree more. I mean, about the willingness, I think that I'm sure some people can relate to this. Like, I'm going to include myself. I overcomplicate things that sometimes don't need to be complicated. And I think that, like, even before I started, well, I've been journaling for years, but mm-hmm. when I tried to go back into journaling, I think I was overcomplicating it as an adult. Like, as a child and a teenager, I was like, I'm just going to document my thoughts. I'm going to document, you know.
You had it, right.
Yeah, I didn't.
It was just whatever you needed at that time that you were doing.
That's exactly it. Yes. It was more about, like, a need versus mm-hmm. a need to do it the right way or a specific way, you know? So I just wanted to point that out because, you know, even as we were chatting before getting this started, like, I personally have let a few of my self-care practices not necessarily fall to the wayside because I'm doing other things that are still giving me what I need, but there are things that I was doing that I have not been doing. So it's like getting reconnected with these things and just keeping it simple. So I love that. And what are some of the tips that you have for people who are just starting out?
Anytime is a good time to just start out. So wherever you are today, you know, be there. And you can, if you want to set up a regular practice for yourself, something that a lot of people find really useful is to carve out a specific time of day that works for them. That is very useful in terms of creating a habit and understanding that okay, well, it's before I eat breakfast, or, you know, at the end of the day, or this is, you know, that time that was my commute time before, but now, instead of sitting on the train, I'm just taking a few minutes before I start working or after work to journal. That is very useful as a strategy for making it a regular practice. That said, it does not have to be a regular practice. It does not have to happen the same time of day. Mm-hmm. It's really whatever is going to work and be most, something most conducive to your current life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that intentionality mm-hmm. component of it, because even as you were saying, like, could be in the morning before breakfast or like in the evening before bed, that just makes me so giddy and happy just to hear that, like, there is that comfort of knowing those pockets during the day where, you know, like, I have me time. It's like before a significant other wakes up, or before you have to, you know, right. wake the kids up, or like whatever it is that, you know, is specific to you. It's like being very mindful and very honest with yourself. Like, it doesn't have to be, if you're not a morning person, then do it at night. If you're not a night person, do it in the morning. Like,
just yeah. And you might also have like that intention to, okay, yeah, I'm totally going to start my day with journaling. And then it doesn't end up happening that way. You just get pulled into something and then, okay, well, there's this call that's happening in 5 minutes. So,
right.
And that's okay too. You can then say, okay, well, I've thought about it and maybe I'll put like a calendar invite to myself to journal later. Ooh. In the day, or I will, you know, before I leave my office and re-enter, you know, that other, you know, the living space of my house or whatever, you know, whatever your situation is right now, maybe I'll just sit in my car for a few minutes and just, just journal. You can do it at any point.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, take that intentionality and just do it later. That's
yeah.
Fine.
I love that. And I love the tip of what you said about a calendar invite. So that is very interesting, because for me, during the day, I do recruiting. In the evenings, I do sessions with clients. And so what I have found to be especially helpful when it comes to like my work and keeping myself accountable is setting blocks of like, here's the title of what I'm doing for this hour. Here's the title of what I'm doing for this hour. Because my calendar has been fairly empty for work, because if there's not a meeting, it's not like I have something that needs to happen during that time. Mm-hmm. But I have found that if I put like an hour blocks at a time, it makes me actually sit down and do it, because I'm like, okay, this is what my day looks like. It helps me to have like the full picture. Absolutely. I didn't consider creating like a time block on my calendar, because I think that some of the tips that we hear and that we, I think too, is like, oh, just set a reminder or have an alarm go off. Mm-hmm. But as I'm sure other people can also relate, like when an alarm goes off, you want the noise to go away. So you either hit snooze or you turn it off. And then if you don't do it in that moment, you forget about it. Or at least I mean, that's totally like me. So unless there's like a block of time to say from this time to this time, I'm going to commit to myself. And here it is. I love that. I'm going to start using that. I appreciate you bringing that up.
Sure. And you notice just at work, it helps keep you on task. You know, like that's, it really taps into that intentionality. You know that this is what you're doing during that
time.
Yeah,
for sure. Oh my gosh. And then other tips too. So I am so happy that I won your giveaway.
What a beautiful journal you have.
So for those of you who are listening to this on audio, definitely want to encourage you to go check out the YouTube video. And if you're watching this on YouTube, hello. But this is Marnie's Self-Reflections, a journal for exploration and growth. So in this journal, there are prompts. I'm just going to like open up to a random page in the back so you don't see my notes. This one says like a quality that I admire in someone is. And Marnie did an amazing, wonderful thing for us by giving us a blank empty space so that we can fill it out right then and there. One way I can feel more at peace with the way things are in my life is. Boom. And there's even like a little section for the date. So this, I think, is another really great tip, is being able to find resources, you know, especially using Marnie as a resource, to have journal prompts. If you're feeling like there isn't something specific that's flowing, or you just need a little bit of inspiration, I know that this is a very helpful guide and tool to get the juices flowing and help to inspire a journal prompt or
yeah,
journal.
Sometimes we are looking for a little inspiration. Like we know that there's stuff that we could be reflecting upon, but it's really hard to figure, you know, to know, you know, there's a few different things. There's our judgment that we have to get it right. Right. Mm. So, you know, to your point about sometimes overthinking things a little bit, but there's also that, okay, well, where do I even begin? Right. And so a prompt can be very useful there. So you can, yeah, you can kind of come up with a list of your own prompts and then pick a prompt and use it. Or, you know, fortunately, there are lots of prompts already out there that exist in the form of journals, such as, you know, the one that you just showcased, as well as many others that are, you know, that are kind of published, available for purchase in the stores, and also social media right now. A lot of accounts are posting, you know, prompts of the day. So that you can, whether it's of the day or a weekly prompt or something like that, where you can intentionally tune in and say, okay, what are we going to reflect on today? And it may just kind of hit you in a way that you weren't really expecting. You might tie into whatever that particular day is that's going on in the world, or it might just be something that really speaks to you. Mm-hmm. You know, they're guides. That's really what they are. So if it's, again, if you open up a page in a journal and that's not really the prompt that speaks to you that day, that's okay too. You can choose a different page.
Right. Exactly.
And you can come back to that a different day and you can repeat it again. And that particular journal, there are blank pages in there too, so that you can repeat a prompt that, you know, you might have filled out 2 months ago, but then you want to come back to it and you have some new perspectives that you want to write about. And that that's one of the wonderful things about dating. You know, you had pointed out how there's the spot. I always recommend dating journal entries for historical reference for you to know where you had been at that point, and also to, you know, track growth really over time. So yeah, so you can always come back to that, you know, to an idea too at a different time.
Yeah, for sure. And I think this was something that we talked about in our other episode together about like the importance of the dates and the tracking. And yeah. I love this additional tip that I don't think we had talked about in the first conversation where it's like, if let's say we did use a prompt and we were in one headspace or one state of mind, or there was one experience that led us to respond to that prompt in a certain way, being able to revisit that exact same prompt. I personally have not done that before, but I love that and wanted to bring awareness to that, because I think that's another really great tip, is to be able to say, in what ways can this one prompt be seen from multiple perspectives? You know, you're the same person, but you're going through different things. And especially like, you know, we're talking about COVID and, you know, we'll touch more upon that like throughout this soul chat, but it's like, my God, every single day we're home, you know, unless you've got a job that is asking you to leave the home, or there are things where you do have to leave. Like a lot of the days can seem the same, but we are experiencing different mental states. We're still going through different things. And so this practice of like revisiting things, you know, again, these are just more, they're giving me inspiration too, because this is something that I personally have not done, but I see a lot of value and a lot of importance in doing something like that. So I appreciate you sharing that.
Excellent.
And then speaking of speaking, because I know you were saying about, you know, speaking, would love to chat more about your audiobook, because another thing that COVID is now giving us the opportunity to do is, you know, because we're spending a lot more time at home, we're like walking in and out of rooms, like videos and audio is a really powerful way of connecting with ourselves, showing ourselves love, doing self-care. So you have now turned a book into an audiobook. So would love to be able to chat more about that too.
Sure. No, thank you for asking me about that. And this, I consider the audiobook a pandemic baby, as it really, it was conceived and came to fruition during the pandemic. So the audiobook is The Big Idea Journal. And the full name of it is The Big Idea Journal, a tool for facilitating change and bringing your ideas to life. It is this workbook that I had developed in the summer of 2019. So it was just about a year old when, you know, then that light bulb came on and I said, okay, I have a new big idea that's emerging out of the original big idea. And, you know, it came from a few different places. Number one, just recognizing that so much of what we do, even when we are not really going so many places, we are sort of on the go. If we're taking walks, right? I listen to a lot of content. I listen to podcasts and whatnot when I'm walking, and sometimes, you know, I get really, I'll hear something that sparks something in me. And so, you know, so there's that people, you know, a lot of people listen to audiobooks, right? And knowing that that's how a lot of people connect to material, you know, really opened up that idea that, okay, this workbook, it is a workbook. And for those that are looking at the video right now, there are prompts. It's a workbook that you write in. However, this format might not. A lot of people, of course, are visual learners. I'm in there. I prefer my content to also come visually, mm-hmm. but a lot of people, you know, process a little bit more. Through listening or a combination of things. And what's nice about the audiobook is that when you're listening to it, I basically adapted a workbook to an audiobook, which meant reworking a lot of the text so that it came across. And when there were tables, the tables were described in verbal form so that they can be explained about what it is that you're going to want to think about, what you're going to want to record. But the directions really guide you to pause and record what you're needing to record. So that writing process, you know, again, you can do this while you're walking, I suppose, maybe not so much with the writing, but maybe kind of coming up with like perhaps memos that you could then transfer into a notebook. And you can take as much or as little space as you need. You can pause it to kind of really create your own, make it your own workbook, you know, really tailored to your needs. But also the great thing that, you know, one of the challenges in having a static workbook is that once you've written in it, right? You can always choose a different color and make edits to it later. But with an audiobook, you can use it for multiple ideas again and again, right? It's quite dynamic that way for you. So that is one of the benefits. And of course, you can pair it up with whatever size notebook you want, whether it's, you know, whether it's something like this, which is, you know, what I like to consider a pretty blank journal. This was a photograph I had taken that I thought was so beautiful, and I had put it on the cover of a blank journal.
I love that.
Created a line of blank journals on Redbubble. This again, a pandemic project. I saw, you know, I was on that site and I said, you know what? This, you know, it really spoke to me. And so I created some blank journals of, you know, using primarily photographs.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah. And so you can with this do anything. It's blank. So this, you know, it's literally a blank notebook, a blank slate. Lots of things you can do with a blank journal, but you can use it to record, in this case, your ideas, your plan, your thinking through everything from your purpose, your mission, what it is that you're really doing, what's driving you, you know, what your story is, what brought you here, to identifying challenges, identifying barriers, your goals, and breaking down the goals, reflecting on successes, reflecting on things you would do differently, and kind of breaking down what your needs are and what your resources are. So lots of different things that the Big Idea Journal encourages you to think about. Mm-hmm. And
like 20 prompts right there.
Oh yeah.
I love it. That's so great.
There's always prompts, and you know, a good prompt will really get you going where you need to go. And from there, again, you can always tailor prompts that, you know, to more, you know, that to more specifically meet your own, you know, wherever you are, your needs or whatever state of mind you're in.
Yeah. And one thing to comment on, as you were sharing about the audiobook and how you've left moments in there to like pause so that the person listening can literally take a pause, or just if you're walking the dog, walking yourself, whatever, and you can't physically pause and record right then and there, just the fact that you give that space to pause in the audio, I just think is so beautiful, because it's like encouraging the listener to take that brief window to literally pause and think about something. And then to be able to like resume, it's keeping the person on like that mental track. I don't know, for me, like what resonated was like an encouragement, because you know, if let's say it ended right after a moment of pause, maybe someone would get distracted and go somewhere else. But because there was like this moment of pause and reflection, and then you like keep going, it just helps. It's like a nice flow, you know. Yeah. Speaking of flow, I'm getting certified as a flow coach, and there's like 7 things that I'm thinking about right now. But in that, the point that I'm making is that there are so many distractions. There are so many easy ways that, again, even though we're home, we have more time, there are so many more distractions, because now there's more access to social media, and like I'm on TikTok all the time and Twitter and everything. So we're getting pulled in so many different directions that like being able to have an audio of this with moments of pausing to give you that time to reflect, but then keeping you on track, just has like an extra layer of accountability. Like I just wanted to bring an awareness to that, because that's what really, it was resonating with me that you have turned it into this experience and giving people that time. So I just think that's really beautiful.
There are so many things that we can reflect upon right now. And you know, as we're listening to, we can take the pause, we can kind of take control of that, whether, you know, this is something that we're listening to, like an audiobook, or, you know, like a guided meditation right now, but recognizing, you know, when you are getting kind of caught up and losing track of time, like such as getting swept into a social media vortex. But you can always, you are always in control, and you can always hit pause.
Definitely. And some of the things that I remember that we were also talking about was like your idea of like nurturing your idea, making it happen. So if you wanted to sort of talk to that, would love to hear more of your insight.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what brought this workbook out in the first place. Was I was taking a leadership course, and one of the capstone the capstone project that we had to do was to bring a community project to fruition. And what I saw, being the psychologist in the room, was that a lot of people were talking about roadblocks that they were encountering, and then not really sure what to do about it, both in terms of the problem solving, but also in terms of their own beliefs about self-efficacy, what they could do to make something happen. And so, and also just really not necessarily always, you know, we might have an idea, oh yeah, this would be a great idea, let's make it happen, but not necessarily thinking through exactly what our reason, you know, for being is in this case. We might say, okay, yeah, this is a great idea, I do see a need, but let's say something goes awry in that process, even of thinking it through, which it will, not really being tapped into, you know, what our own connection is or how we can explain this to others. So really driving, you know, taking it back a little bit by driving each of these points home, and all of that together helps to nurture, you know, the seeds of this great, you know, great idea. We all have so many, that's one of the things that sets us apart, you know, as humans, is this ability to, you know, to plan, but to also, you know, to take this thought and really create, right? And it's so exciting. And one idea can turn into, you know, it can happen exactly the way that we, you know, we're sitting here thinking about it, but it also can evolve over time. It can, you know, kind of like spring new seeds that come from it. That original one might have taken us like 5 steps down the road. And, you know, what ends up happening, may look so different from what we had initially thought, kind of thought through. But in order for it to happen, we really have to continue to nurture it and not just say, oh yeah, well, that will never happen. Or I don't know anybody in this field, or yeah, that requires lots of money and I don't have this, or yeah, I don't know, I don't really have time, right? So many barriers. There's so many reasons that we can get in our own way of thinking that something won't happen, and it won't happen if we don't make it happen, but it can, right? And mm-hmm. even if our ends, product or whatever the result of it is looks very different or isn't completely actualized, making movement is good. That is what nurturing an idea is. And then again, lots of things can come from an idea. Like I had created sort of a tool for the Big Idea Journal originally was a tool for my leadership cohort to help actualize their ideas, but then I decided to publish it, right? And from there, I'm taking it to some coaching and coaching people through their ideas, as well as now an audiobook too. So lots of different ways to make this happen. And, lots of things can happen from here, right? The sky is the limit. And this is just where, we are at this point in time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is a really great segue into talking about some of the benefits, because we've already mentioned several, but I would love mm-hmm. to take this specific moment to really bring an awareness and highlight with intentionality what the benefits are. So one of the, I think, common benefits that people think about is this connection with self and releasing your ideas and sort of helping yourself to feel better by reflecting and writing things down.
Yeah.
But I feel like this component of what you're talking about, nurturing an idea, creating new ideas, seeing where ideas can come. I mean, this also, you can take it from a personal scale to a group scale to an even more macro scale with businesses and, having brainstorm sessions at work. I don't know how often we consciously think about the benefits on that macro scale. Mm-hmm. So I would love to sort of, highlight the benefits.
Absolutely.
Really.
Yeah. There are some leaders, that tend to be more visionary in that regard and say, okay, let's map this out. Let's think this through. Let's write it down. Let's draw this out, right? However it is, that they think, because again, journaling doesn't have to take the form of, scribbling on paper. It can, be pictographs too, right? It's really just a question of getting it out. And again, that process of reflection that comes from allowing ourselves to, to get it out and making, drawing connections and saying, this insight just came from, me trying to break through whatever it was that was keeping me from starting here. Or, another huge purpose of journaling, and in addition to this, intentionality, is organization, right? Mm-hmm. So it's which can be extremely useful in the workplace as well, both personally as well as professionally, to say, okay, I'm blocking out this part of my day, right? This is me thinking through. It's me sort of making a to-do list, right? Which is also a variation of journaling, right? It's writing things down and thinking things through. But by saying, okay, what I'd really like to accomplish today is this, or, how can I, I recognize that a challenge that I have today is this, or this phone call, I'm feeling this, this is how I'm feeling about something that I have on my calendar today. But I'm planning something, I'm planning a presentation, I don't know where to start, let me just brainstorm, right? All of these essentially are tapping into skills that are, that are important in journaling. So it really can help us be more productive, feel more organized, come up with a plan to tackle those things that we are wanting to or needing to do.
Mm-hmm. Love that. And you used the word connection. I believe I heard you saying drawing the line of connection. Mm-hmm. That was such a very powerful visual for me when you said that, because as you were saying, journaling doesn't have to be literally writing or scribbling down words or whatever. It can be bubbles, it can be pictures, it can be like literally anything. And to be able to have that brainstorm and to have things like that on paper and to draw connections. I mean, it's just that really the benefits are endless, and loving everything that you're saying. Again, like every time we soul chat, I'm like, yes, I want to go and journal and like fill up this whole book. And like, you know, just cause I'm such a, I love,
yeah, you know, I know that's happening today too.
Oh my gosh. I love brainstorming. I love ideas. I love being able to just like literally open up your mind, fill it with things, share it with people. I mean, this is why even for
yeah.
the family, this was the reason for the birth of it a year ago, was being able to download ideas, share ideas, and using this as like an audio version of journaling, you know, which can also, I'm sure, be the case too, if someone wanted to do journal entries as like voice memos. I feel like that could be another tip as well.
For sure.
Which I, you know, hadn't like consciously thought of before, but now I'm like, okay, good. See, and I'm glad that it's recorded and this is why I'm like,
you know, number one, everyone's different. Number two, yeah. Different times require different things. And that's not on a general, I guess it is on a general level that we might at one point in our lives or of the seasons, right, feel like, you know what, I'm just going to sit down with my notebook. I'm going to bring it out on a table and sit in this, you know, under an umbrella. But you know, a week later, it might be, okay, this is what I'm doing when I am, you know, on the go, right? If anyone's on the go right now, right? There isn't one size fits all, and that might change depending on how we're feeling, what our needs are at any given point, and we can go back and forth. What's nice about having it in one form is like more of that historical archival sense of knowing like that volume of library of our journals, really, right? And I've talked to so many people that, you know, have like decades of their lives recorded in like boxes in their attic or on, you know, kept on their shelves, whatever it is. And that's amazing, right? That's incredible. But if you don't, that's okay too, right?
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And I would love to use this as like a way in which we can leave the listeners with some type of prompt as well. I feel like to have an incredible soul chat like this and, you know, talking about the benefits, talking about the ideas, is there a prompt that you're able to share, would like to share that, you know, for our listeners, like literally today, as soon as they're done with this, or, you know, as you're listening to this, you can hit pause after Marnie shares it and go ahead and start journaling.
Sure. Yeah. It's like, what am I inspired to do right now? Based on, you know, based on this conversation that I just heard, what was just sparked in me from hearing something that, you know, that somebody said, you know, on this podcast, or it made me think of something that happened, you know, yesterday that I, you know, a fleeting thought that I had, you know, what was sparked within me and what am I inspired to do about it?
Pause. That's so beautiful. Oh my gosh. I'm already thinking about like a list of things that I have now gotten thus far to do.
Yeah. So. And you can go anywhere with it. Like that can just be like free, you know, like let's just go, and, or it can be like bullet points. Here are all the things that I thought. You can do anything you want with that. And then, I mean, and think about what it will be to then do something with it. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like, what are you inspired to do? Okay, so then what are your, like, what are you going to do? Like, do it.
That's a great
and how, you know, and if it's like multi-step, what are the steps you need to take?
Yes. I have a little sticky note on my computer right now that says, what do I need to do first? You know, because I think that a lot of the times when I do spend time reflecting or do spend time with journaling, even if it's just in my mind and not physically written down, I come up with like that list of things. And then I'm like, okay, so now, what do I need to do first and how can I take action? You know, I'm a very, and I, you know, share this with my clients as well. It's like at the end of each session, there's a personal development exercise. So that way for the next week before the next session, it's taking what you've learned and what you've heard and putting it into action. Because if we continue to put action, like you're practicing what you're listening to, you're being able to really internalize it in a different way than just hearing about something and moving on, you know, like.
Absolutely. And you're so modeling important. That. I mean, you've got so much to actually show for that too, right? In terms of, you know, everything that you're producing, everything that you're creating. And that just reinforces mm-hmm. you, right? It's certainly a great model for others, but it reinforces, like, look at me, look what I can do when I am intentional, when I put those intentions to, you know, to the ground.
Yes. And mm-hmm. I appreciate you saying that. And I thank you very much. That was actually something that I was chatting about with my friends just the other night, where in this time period, you know, it's mm-hmm. been confusing, uncertain, scary, sad. I mean, there's so many different emotions. There are so many different things. When we are also able to, in the same way, look at the situation from a different perspective, or mm-hmm. ask ourselves more empowering questions, like, what can I do with this extra time? How can I implement something, you know, with the things that I want to do? And in the time span that I have, what can I do? And, you know, even just within this year, I was like, I got certified as a life coach. I launched my practice. I finished my website. I just recently became a certified master neurolinguistic program practitioner. I'm studying to become a flow coach. Like, there's all these things with absolute intention that I'm like, yes, these are the things that I am like setting out to do. And mm-hmm. it like highlights what you just said. And I know that you've been super busy with all the incredible things that you've been creating. And it's like, that is the inspiration. That is the empowerment. That is like,
and that feels good. Right. And so it's so like amazing. A reinforcement. You keep doing it, you know, yes. I made this pretty journal and then I'm like, I really like this photo too.
That is gorgeous.
I know. I love this one. I have two of them I'm using right now.
I love that. And as we're entering into like winter months and stuff, it's like, go back and look at that. Amazing. And so the other thing that I wanted to also make sure that I shared with everyone was that there's a workbook version, audio version, and then an audio book, as well as a guided reflection series that you have on Simple Habit Meditation app.
Oh yeah. Thanks for sharing that.
So I just wanted, again, like all the incredible things that you're doing. So if you'd like to chat more about, you know, where we can find that and a little bit about what that is.
Yeah. So Simple Habit is a meditation app that you can download. And if you haven't already, if you're not already a subscriber, I do have a referral code. It's referred by Marnie. I think you have to download it onto your computer versus the mobile app in order to utilize that code. But regardless of whatever platform you are using guided meditations right now, go for it, right? And whatever you connect with, whether it's a particular topic, particular purpose, like if it's for sleep or if it's for idea generation, just go for it. You can, you know, try different things out. Most of the platforms will offer free content as well as, you know, a lot more content for subscribers. So I'm on that one on Simple Habit.
That's so awesome.
I invite you to check that out.
Yeah, absolutely. And all of the links will be in the description of the podcast episode, of the YouTube channel. And Marnie, you're on Twitter, Facebook.
My Write Reflect Row is on Facebook. And it's also, I just started a YouTube channel also.
Yay. Yeah.
So that was also a pandemic baby as well.
Love it. All these pandemic babies. That is fantastic. I am so grateful for you and truly like so honored and excited to have you on Found Family again. And I cannot wait to re-listen to this. And even just now, just take this prompt that you shared.
Journal that prompt for sure.
Journaling. Yeah. I'm super excited. Like definitely feeling rejuvenated, refreshed, and like just being able to really recommit ourselves to this practice and seeing what else.
That's a great way to feel. And that's a great way to, to go about the rest of our days. So,
absolutely.
I'm with you.
Amazing. Well, thank you again. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. This is wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this week's episode. Be sure to hit that subscribe button and tune in next week for a new topic. To help spread the good vibes, please share this episode with friends and family, or if you share on social, be sure to tag me @CoachLizzie.